Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. When last we left our humble explorers, I was asking questions about whether AI-enabled browsers, or AI browsers for short, should be described as web user agents, which is a term defined by the W3C. In that earlier post, the answer, I think, was mostly yes. I mean, AI browsers still retrieve web content, they interpret it, they act on behalf of the user, just perhaps more broadly than the original intent for web user agents. From a purely functional perspective, therefore, they fit reasonably well within the current model of what a user agent does. But of course, it's never quite that simple, because once you answer that first question, I think a much more interesting question follows, and that is, if AI browsers do qualify as web user agents, what, if anything, needs to change in that definition? And I'm going to go ahead and read these out so that you could just have them in your head as we're going through this particular post. So the definition is, a user agent, in general, is any software entity that interacts with other entities on behalf of its users. User agents include many operating systems, email clients, PDF, ebook, and image viewers, credential managers, including digital wallets, and many other kinds of software. A web user agent is any software entity that interacts with websites outside of the entity itself on behalf of its user, including simply rendering the content of websites. That's the current draft of the definition that we have out there. Now, since we're talking about definitions and standards language, what might need to change, not just in those definitions, but in the broader principles that guide the web platform, things like the web platform design principles and the ethical web principles? What would it take for that mostly yes, AI browsers are user agents? What do we need to make that feel like a more obvious, well, yes, of course, that's the way the web is. Now, as always, let's just be clear. These thoughts reflect my own perspective. This topic has come up in a few client conversations recently, which suggests it's a question that is starting to surface in more places than just standards discussion. But to be clear, I'm not speaking on behalf of anyone else. This is all me. So let's start unpacking the question. But to do that, I think it helps revisit some of the documents that define the architectural and ethical foundations of the web. Now, one of the most important ideas out there is the priority of constituencies, which appears in the web platform design principles. It designs a simple ordering of priorities when designing web technologies. The user's needs come first, then the needs of the web page authors, then the needs of the user agent implementers, also known as browser developers, and then the specification writers and the theoretical purity they bring to the table. It's a wonderfully pragmatic principle, and it's more than just philosophical guidance. In practice, it actually acts as a design constraint for the web platform. Browsers, the most common form of web user agent, are expected to prioritize the interest of the person using them. Many of the web's security and privacy mechanisms exist specifically because the browser acts as a protective intermediary between users and the broader web ecosystem. So, in other words, the browsers aren't just displaying the web, they're actually helping defend the user within its parameters. So thank you, web browsers. Appreciate you. But when AI capabilities enter into the picture, maintaining that role becomes a lot more complicated. If AI browsers become powerful automation systems, systems capable of researching information, navigating services, and performing tasks on a user's behalf, not necessarily in real time, but over time, then the platform needs to ensure that a few things remain true. One, the browser still has to protect the user. Two, automation should not undermine user safety. And three, the user needs to remain aware of the actions being taken on their behalf. If any of those safeguards weaken, the browser stops functioning as a user defender and starts looking more like a general purpose automation tool, which would represent a very meaningful architectural shift for the web. Historically, the browser's role really has been pretty straightforward. I mean, a traditional browser just shows the web to the user, but the AI-enabled features mean that that role shifts into the browser acting on the web on behalf of the user. Both models can technically fit under the definition of web user agent, but I think the second one introduces governance and accountability questions that the current user agent model doesn't address. Now, one way to think about this is that the AI browsers introduce something like a user proxy model. Instead of simply exposing web content to the user, the browser becomes a representative acting on the user's behalf. And that change has implications across several parts of the ecosystem. For users, it means the browser must remain aligned with their interests, which sound obvious, but it becomes more complicated when decisions are delegated to automated systems. If a browser is researching information across multiple sites, filling out forms, or interacting with services programmatically, how confident can we be that those actions reflect the priority of the specific user rather than the average user or the incentives of the company providing the browser? Now, for websites, the question is slightly different. Websites need to decide whether they're going to treat the browser's actions as equivalent to the user's actions. If a browser automatically researches information across dozens of pages, does that still count as normal browsing behavior? Or does it start to look more like automated activity, something closer to a bot? This is not a hypothetical question. There's some interesting work happening right now in the Internet Engineering Task Force around how websites can signal preferences regarding AI behavior, as well as how automated actors authenticate themselves when interacting with web services. Those discussions are, shall we say, very lively, or as I said in the blog post, they're very spicy conversations, lots of lawyers involved. So another important perspective here comes from the web platform itself, right? Coming back to the priority of constituencies, user agent implementers, the people building the browsers, they sit in the middle of the hierarchy and their job is to translate design principles into working systems. Now, in practice, that means that browser developers carry a tremendous amount of responsibility. Their engineering decisions determine how users interact with the web, how permissions work, how security boundaries are enforced, and how much control users actually have over their digital environment. And AI-enabled browsers introduce a whole new set of pressures on that role. If browsers begin interpreting user intent and performing actions on behalf of users, then implementers must grapple with questions that the traditional user agent model didn't have to deal with. For example, how transparent should delegated actions be to the user, right? What boundaries should exist around autonomous browsing behavior? How should permissions apply when actions occur long after the original user request? And what safeguards prevent automation from drifting beyond what the user actually intended? Again, these are not philosophical questions, and they quickly turn into engineering problems involving user interfaces, user experience, permission models, logging, audibility, all sorts of things. Browser developers have historically acted as kind of a more stabilizing force for the web platform, implementing safeguards that protect users even when other parts of the ecosystem push in different directions. But AI-enabled browsing may require a whole new generation of those safeguards that we haven't really defined yet. Oh, wait. We now need to get to the theoretical purists, the standards people that are in this hierarchy. They're at the very end, but they are responsible for defining correct interoperable behavior across the web. I mean, their job is to ensure that systems built by different companies in different places still have predictable and compatible outcomes. In the case of AI browsers, that work intersects with several areas of internet architecture and governance in things like permission models, in identity and authentication, in accountability mechanisms, in bot detection, in broader automation policies. None of these topics are actually new, but the scale and autonomy implied by AI-enabled browsing could amplify them in ways that existing design assumptions didn't anticipate. And what makes this particularly fun is that many of these areas are not traditionally part of web architecture discussions. The community working on identity standards, for example, only partially overlap with people working on web platform standards. And the same is true for AI governance and AI technology standards. Each of these communities has their own priorities, their own vocabulary, and their own problem spaces. A completely understandable separation. There's simply too much work happening across the technology landscape for every standards effort to coordinate deeply with every other one. So the work sort of naturally falls into silos. If you look across the standards ecosystem today, you'll see almost every major organization, and probably every minor one too for that matter, has working groups focused on AI. And they're trying to tackle those urgent questions about model behavior, transparency, and accountability. Now, at the same time, the web standards groups are continuing to focus on browser behavior, APIs, and security boundaries. The conversations are all related, not all happening in the same room. And AI browsers sit right at the intersection of all those worlds, right? They bring the web architecture, the identity and delegation models, the emerging AI capabilities together in ways that force the conversations to overlap, whether or not the standards communities are actually ready for that or not. Fantastic. Okay, so what does all of this mean? Well, at one level, the shift we're discussing is pretty small. Browsers are moving from systems that mediate interactions with the web to systems that may act within the web ecosystem on behalf of the user. How hard could it be? Well, the implications are pretty big, right? It places new pressure on the assumptions embedded in the user agent model, especially the assumption that browsers reliably represent a user's interest. And to be clear, I think the existing design principles of the web are remarkably strong in the priority of constituencies, part of the web platform design principles, and also going into the ethical web principles. These have guided the development of the web for decades in ways that have generally served users pretty well. I don't think they need to be rewritten from scratch. What may be needed, however, is clearer guidance on how those principles apply in a world where user agents are beginning to blur the line between the user and everything acting on the user's behalf. If browsers become more autonomous, maintaining alignment with the user's interests may require stronger expectations around transparency, clearer boundaries around delegated actions, or new architectural patterns for representing user intent. None of these questions have been answered yet, right? But the web benefits from asking these architectural questions as soon as possible before the emerging systems become so deeply embedded in the ecosystem that we move from AI browsers to just browsers. So yeah, this seems like a pretty good time to really start thinking about this hard, and by all means, engage with your local standards group or even your local development group so that you can start examining what this would actually look in real time. As always, the blog has links to a lot more, so if this was interesting, you might want to go scan the written post, and I think I have at least one more episode coming up on AI. So stay tuned. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.